We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're at the wrong
wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler, y'all. We are back at it again. I feel like you can barely hear me, but you probably can because
what's up, everybody?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
How was your week this past week?
My week was good.
That's awesome.
It was actually good. I had a much better week.
Well, that's awesome.
You know when you just like go to work and nothing bad happens?
Yeah.
That was the week.
Is your microphone close to you? I feel like it's...
How about now?
There we go. Now I can actually hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. That's a throwback to a commercial.
Yeah.
Who was that? Singular?
MCI.
Verizon?
Verizon.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? I wonder what happened to that guy.
Good. I don't know. That was his one job.
True. This is like Flow and Progressive.
Yeah. It's kind of like Jake from State Farm. And then they had to get the new, like, fun, hip, updated black Jake from State Farm.
Exactly. Have to be Progressive.
Who I love way more.
Literally. Progressive.
I like when they did Drake from State Farm. Do you remember that Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, no, it was lame.
I thought it was so funny.
I didn't like it.
No. Okay, well, you know what? Different shows, different folks.
Exactly.
My week was good. It's football season. One of the best times of the year.
I'm excited. I love football.
We went to the football game in Austin yesterday. They played Rice University.
I was like, who the hell is that? But
yeah. I forget how Texas I can be until you put me around a bunch of cowboys and the yeehaw just comes out. I just need a couple beers and
Why
a cowboy
are you
hat.
Yeehawing? That's weird.
Because you're just up in Austin, man. It's yeehaw time. Everybody's got their boots on. You got your cowboy hat on. You're drinking beers. It's football season. It's 106 degrees outside.
I was going to say, yeah, it's probably super hot.
Country music playing. And you just, I buy right on in.
That's interesting.
Texas, yeehaw. It's nice because my youngest cousin now is in college, so I feel like no one has to take care of the babies anymore, so we can all go do fun things.
Are they 21 yet?
She is not.
Oh, okay.
But
so you can't really, she can't enjoy the drinking festivities?
She still couldn't drink. I mean, it's Texas, so.
True.
As long as, you know.
As long as her parents are
rules
there.
Rules here fast and loose. Nobody you know really your can. Own gun, you can drink when you're 12.
Very true.
So it's nice, but one of my cousins is about to have a baby, so I'm worried that this, like, fun time is coming to a close.
Mm, that's interesting.
But yeah, my week was good. Texas good. Won. Go Horns. How was your weekend?
My week was actually really good. My week is going to be even better because, well, by the time this comes out, I would have had a 3-day weekend. So shouts out to everybody who can celebrate Labor Day and doesn't have to go to work. Woohoo! Let's try that again. Everybody who doesn't have to go to work. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Genuinely don't ever hate working at a hospital until it's a bank holiday.
Except for the fact that you get time and a half and I don't.
I do get time and a half, but I have to show up to work to get time and a half.
That's very true. That's very true. But I get paid.
You know what? You get holiday. Time in the bed.
Yes, I do. I get
I'm
to.
Jealous about
well, I still have to like meal prep and do everything that I didn't do Saturday and Sunday. But it's great to have federal holidays off. That's all I'm saying. Federal holiday. Like you need one every single
month. I don't even know what that's like.
It's cool. It's
Do you
great.
Get paid? Is it paid?
Yeah, it's a paid holiday.
Son of a... But that's see, not fair.
But see, that's why when I was working at the hospital you used to work at, which doesn't celebrate federal holidays, I used to get paid to be off on that federal holiday, but then I would come and get time and a half at the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's amazing. So I do miss that. Not really, because I like my sleep better now.
Yeah.
That was when I was younger. When I was young, I can't anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that, my week was actually really good. Much better patient-wise. I know last week was a little depressing with our rehab corner.
Yeah, we're on the up and up.
We don't even have a rehab corner this week, which is great. So, but it was much, much better this week, so I'm happy about that.
I had a patient this week who is a Scottish priest, or was, is retired, and cusses.
I love that.
Man.
Can priests not cuss?
They can, they just don't. I've never heard a priest cuss.
But some of them participate in pedophilia, allegedly.
Okay, listen. This was a,
I'm just saying.
This was a bright, happy priest.
Oh,
moment.
Sorry. Was he Catholic or you said Scottish? What is the difference between a Scottish and a Catholic? That's not a joke, by the way. That's a legit question.
Fun thing, you can be both Scottish and Catholic. A lot of people are.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's Catholic. He's just from Scotland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. I thought it was like something different.
But he's got a great accent. And when they cuss, it's just so fun to listen to. So that's my fun.
Fucking. Is that what it is?
Fuck. The whole time. He's like, it doesn't fucking move.
I love that.
Oh, man. So yeah, I'll be going to Scotland now.
Cool beans. I heard Scotland is really beautiful.
That's what I've heard.
I love
we won't
that
know unless we go.
Yeah, but other than that, like I said, I'm for everybody who's been off for Monday.
Screw you.
I know y'all are happy, and if you're happy, you know what? Clap your hands. Anyway, other than that, what were you telling about? I'll tell you what else. Who's clapping some shit? What were you telling about 50 Cent? We're gonna jump right on into it.
I don't know if anyone else saw it. It randomly popped up on my timeline, but 50 Cent got upset at a con. Also, 50 Cent still tours. Who would have known?
Well, that's how a lot of them get their money, by touring.
I know, but I just like, you know, he's in the back of my head. He's just the power guy to me now.
Mm.
Like, he had power and then he stirs up trouble online. That's what 50 Cent does with his time to me.
Well, see, you weren't around when he first came out. Like, when he first dropped, like, Go Show, it's your, oh no,
well, some, I was like,
in the club. I'm
I
sorry,
was like in third grade, dude.
I was in college.
Okay. I do remember it. And yeah. I remember Get Rich or Die Trying, and everyone, I remember it being a huge
thing. It
was
a huge
thing. And everyone were trying to wear like bulletproof vests.
And everybody hated Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Because we were like, Ja Rule,
somebody called Ja Rule.
Exactly.
So 50 Cent is touring. I think Megan just saw him in Dallas, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She said it was great.
That's cool.
And it probably is a really good concert.
Do you
remember when he performed
sure.
at the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
No.
He was upside down. Oh, who was it? It was when...
It was like with all of them, Eminem and Dr. Dre.
With all of them, and he came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he got upset at his most recent concert because his microphone didn't
this
work.
It's all alleged because he petty and he'll sue.
Yeah. big fan of
right.
Chris. Allegedly, from what the video footage looked like... Oh, you know what? I heard a lawyer... Sorry. Pause.
Okay.
I heard this journalist talking the other day,
uh-huh.
and she was so poignant and eloquent, and every mm-hmm. time she would say something that when we would be like, allegedly, she would say,
to
the best of my knowledge, from what I remember, the way I remember playing it out, all of these things.
Yeah.
Smart girl. Because I'm always just running my fucking mouth.
Said everything is alleged that we say on this podcast. We've already given you that disclaimer.
Have we not said that?
So if you take anything that we say serious, yeah. that's on you. Anyway.
The way I remember it happening was he got upset that his microphone wasn't working. He chucked that shit into the crowd. It hit this girl in the head. The pictures of the gash on her forehead from this microphone.
Oh, so he wasn't throwing it at her specifically. She
no,
just got caught in the
like,
crossfire.
Exactly. But a microphone is heavy.
It is.
And her she has a hole in her forehead.
Listen, he gonna give her like $100,000.
He's got to.
Now, if she was smart, she'd fake a TBI.
I would. Like, Who am I?
Listen, I would milk it. You gonna owe me some millions.
I would have fainted right there. Absolutely. My knees would have gone out. I would have gone down.
Well, the thing is, too, I think this is kind of like the reverse. I think people need to go back to requiring people to sign permission slips in order to go to concerts.
I'm not
now.
Bleeding to see you.
It's a sacrifice you got to make.
Maybe
so. If something
crazy.
Happens to you, then they're not liable. Now, obviously, if you chuck a mic into the crowd, then you are going to be liable for. Unfortunately, what happens to it if it hits somebody?
Yeah, that just. Man, it's the heat. I think people are doing crazy
now
things.
Cardi B was very different because she had the right to throw that mic because the girl wet her up, even though the other side of the people, like the other side of the crowd, she told them, hey, allegedly y'all put some water on me because I'm hot. Once she told that side, that does not mean that you now go ahead and do the same thing. So the other girl on the other side of the stage decided to throw it and she chucked the mic at
also,
I'm like,
the
no,
time
you deserve
is done it was
exactly
no it's over.
And then Kevin Gates, I still agree. Stop touching people.
Oh, but if there's one person I'm not going to touch, it's Kevin Gates.
Don't touch. Do not. Listen.
No. You already know. I've seen all the interviews. Do not touch Kevin Gates.
Don't touch him. Unless he comes up to you and hugs you, don't touch that man.
Also, doesn't he seem like he's into some voodoo shit? Some weird spiritual shit?
No, he just sounds like a man who's been in prison.
Oh.
You see this white book? It would be nothing without these black words. That's what he sounds like. He sounds like every other guy who comes out of prison.
The way he talks, and have you seen the interview where he's talking about women being on their period and
cleansing
the energy in the house? I'm just like, that's just someone I don't think I'd want to hit. You just seems like he's on some crazy shit.
I mean, I love Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates is actually my favorite rapper. So anyway, neither here nor there. But
he has some anger issues.
No, he but he makes amazing music. Yes, like, he's a really underrated rapper. But I feel like the way he talks is very much similar to the way T.I. talks. Like, he's just like, and then in the prenificence of the account, I had some bananas in the fridge. What the fuck? Like, T.I., just stop. Like, prolific. You know. Yeah, it's. But I love Kevin Gates, though. But anyway, neither here nor there. I'll tell you what I don't love. You were speaking of, like, celebrity singers and rappers and whatnot. What the hell is going on with your girl Doja Cat? I see people online talking about cancel Doja Cat. I'm like, oh, my God. Is she in the DMs of somebody else underage, allegedly?
Listen.
What is she doing?
Do you remember last year when she had her Eyes Wide Shut birthday? It was like an Eyes Wide Shut kind of theme. And everyone was like, there is some weird shit, like Illuminati shit going on.
No.
Okay. She had a birthday party. Have you ever seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
Stanley Cooper. Okay.
But I don't follow Doja Cat like that.
Okay.
Like,
I'm not a. So this birthday party was like Eyes Wide Shut themed. But you know how that movie was just like weird sex club, like Illuminati. Okay. So it was like that. Everyone thought it was super weird. Mm-hmm. And then after that, she just kind of went off the rails. That's when she like shaved her head and her eyebrows. Yeah. She's done all this weird shit.
Talking about her cat.
Yeah. And so now she's like talking about how she's doing crazy shit and losing Instagram followers and saying she doesn't care. She feels so free that she's losing these Instagram followers because she didn't want to be in this role or position or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so her latest video is super it looks demonic. Mm-hmm. There's weird shit. And I think
worse than the Lil Nas X one kissing the devil?
Yeah. So that was weird. Remember when he goes down to hell, he strips down to hell.
Yeah.
Okay. That was weird. And you're like, okay, obviously it's the devil, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's making fun. Cause he's like, oh, y'all think I'm a sinner. Cause I'm gay. I'll show you the sinner. Yeah. Bitch. This is like, I think it's a play on something that I'm not smart enough to actually know, but, okay. The video is scary. I refuse to play it in my house because I don't want the fucking spirits to come out of my computer and be just like let free in my house. Mm-hmm. But she's on a journey right now. I don't know where to or who with, but she's going through some shit, some very scary shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't really follow Doja Cat like that because I don't. I mean,
this is some of the visuals from the video.
That's interesting.
It's fucking scary. It's like spooky, scary Halloween time.
And maybe that's where she's going to, because Pumpkin Spice is out now, so that might be why.
Maybe it's just on theme.
I think we just need to get back to the art of asking questions. Like, because remember when Beyonce first came out with Renaissance, right? And she just mm-hmm. had just the visual of her being on the horse and everything. Yes. And they were like, oh, the white horseman and all this other kind of stuff. And they were like, a lot of the stuff that she does correlates with like satanic rituals because they already think she serves Satan. And I'm like, can somebody just ask her like once and for all, hey, do you serve Satan? So she can just tell y'all either yes or no. And then we move on. Like, why is nobody asking Doja Cat? Like, what's the meaning behind what you're doing? Because if you remember, like with Jordan, Jordan Peele, when he comes out with movies, he basically leaves it up to interpretation for mm-hmm. you to interpret what he's saying. And so I'm like, well, why can't we do the same thing with Doja? Like, just ask. I mean, I already think she's weird, but I think she's like an emo weird. Well, not.
Yeah, I'm emo, like, the music is still bopping, is the thing.
They're still going to use it on TikTok.
It's still the bops. It's like.
And maybe this is just great marketing.
I think she's being controversial. She's being anti on purpose.
And she's being and creative.
Contrary.
Yeah.
I agree. If this is her thing, this is her thing, and you don't have to listen to it if you don't want. And I don't know, listen to classical music, put on Spotify, you don't listen to the radio. I don't know what to tell you. I personally will not be playing the videos in my home. As for me in this house, we're still on Juicy and
Juicy Smooye?
No, Juicy the Doja Cat song.
Oh.
No.
Clearly I just know the songs from TikTok, that's all.
Okay. Well anyway, yeah, that's what's going on with that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but she also like it's not giving Britney Spears 07, but it's giving like I'm so pissed at the music industry and all the things that I've had to do that I didn't want to do, so I'm just gonna go off the rails and do what I actually want.
I guess here's the thing, for now that I'm an adult, here's the thing. I think you, as an entertainer, you know what the music industry is about. And to walk into the music industry with this level of naivety, like, you're going to be able to change the world. Like, that's not the way it works, because you don't have the power to change the world, right? You can change your local address, and that's about it. And I feel like these artists like her, like Ari Lennox, Summer Walker, they come into this, like, with this very kind of naivety of the, well, it appears to be, I'm not saying that they are, but it just appears to be, like, they're just like, and I can't believe I'm in this industry and they're doing this. And it's just like, you hear, like, do y'all ever go back in the arsenal and look at people's interviews prior to see all this shit that they go through? And I'm like, y'all knew this shit was happening. Like, well,
and
on.
She's always been super, like, quirky and weird. Like, Moo was the first video I ever saw with her, which is, like, all the anime playing in the back, and she's dressed like a cow eating burgers and milkshakes and shit. I think she just got really big, really quick doing this, like, very cookie cutter pop. Like, she was, when I think of viral TikTok sounds, it was her. For a whole 2 years.
Yeah.
Anything she put out, but it had to sound, it was like the Doja Cat sound, and that was TikTok.
You know what I think also was kind of like her Achilles heel in this situation? The fact that she was so social on social media with her fans. And I think people got accustomed to her being that way. And they're like, well, now that you've given us this side of you, you owe us now every single time. And she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't want to share all of that with y'all. But it's like, well, you created this monster of being that close to your fans when you should have let a Beyonce and kind of separated a little bit. Like, come on there a little bit, drop stuff, but don't be going live with people on there. And it's almost like separating business from personal.
Yeah, so it seems to me that she's like, I gained this huge following that I didn't even fucking want, actually. True. Like, I was just trying to get famous. And
almost like Trump being president. You're like, oh, I didn't think I was actually going to win.
So now she's like, I'm going to keep making music that I want. I'm going to burn this shit down. And hopefully everyone that's left is just the people I want to fuck with. And it's just what Lil Nas X did when he was like, I'm tired of all these, like, I have all these fans who aren't really my fans. They just like this song that I put out that I don't even really like. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do some wild shit that I know most people who aren't my real fans are going to think is super weird. Hopefully they'll leave and I can do what I want.
Every generation does it. I remember the big thing for me growing up was Sinead O'Connor when she did what she did, which I didn't think should have been cancelable or whatever. Cancelable? Whatever. She should have been canceled for that, but it was before cancel culture. And, you know, she was blackballed by the industry, allegedly. And people were just like, oh, it was so amazing what she did. She stood up and she basically talked about, you know, pedophilia in the church and stuff like that, or in the Catholic Church. And so people were just like, oh, we're just going to shun her. And it's just like, yeah, she brought attention to it. But I think, again, it's a big machine. You're not going to, you taking one screw out of the system, unfortunately, is not going to cause the engine to then die.
Yeah.
There's too many screws that are holding it up.
So, well, and all of these people know what they're doing. I don't think Doja Cat is like, I'm going to put out this satanic looking ass video and everyone's going to love it.
No, like, I think she's doing just what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Which I think is.
Oh, but have you seen, you don't follow her on Instagram or have you or anything? Know. Even she's like, we are all in the shit she's posting on Instagram. I'm like, girl, this shit's creepy as hell. Just in time for spooky season. True. She may just be the most on brand celebrity right now.
Well, I'll tell you who else is an on-brand celebrity. Mitch McConnell.
Glitch McConnell struck again, ladies and gentlemen. And at what point are we just going to be like, all right, we got to someone take him in?
And you know, the crazy
he
part
needs
is
a reboot.
Everybody in the Republican Party is just like, yeah, he's fine. I spoke to him. He looks fine.
Oh, did you see Joe Biden? He was like, man, you know, Mitch, great guy, good friend. Got to call him and check on him. He's having either like focal seizures or strokes.
You cannot convince me he's not having something. Active seizures. He's actively having seizures on camera.
If I saw that in the hospital, I would immediately be like, hey, y'all need a CT. Y'all need EKG.
Head CT.
Y'all.
Abs immediately.
Get all the things. Something ain't right. So we've only seen it on camera. That means when else is it happening?
It's probably happening more often.
Get him an EKG.
And you can't say, oh, it's because he has like a seizures because of the glares of the camera. No.
He's never had epilepsy before. He just got him out. The man's 90 years
old. He's on the Senate floor. Just.
It doesn't look right.
No. He needs to go sit down somewhere. I heard, what's her name? That chick Angel. She said, why don't they just go let him lay down? I was like, exactly. Let the man lay down.
I'm like, it almost is giving some, you know, on 5, 6, 7, 8, the Sunken Place movie is called.
Get out.
Get out. Okay, you know, and Get Out when the camera flashes, they like resurface in their body. It's like that. It's like, it looks like that.
I agree.
It looks like when he's at these press conferences that he's having these moments where something deep inside him is trying to come out.
The fact that he's the Senate minority leader, to me, they should all like vote to just be like, okay, you can no longer lead the Senate. And and the people who voted for him in that state, in his state, they need to say it's time to relax.
People, you're allowed to go. Why these older people just want to hang on? Go relax.
They do. He's going to be another Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Go sit down, kick your feet up.
And they don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it. But he's going to drop dead on the Senate floor.
Well, speaking of who dropped dead, who were you talking about? Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett.
Who is Jimmy Buffett?
You know who Jimmy Buffett is? Cheeseburger in Paradise? Margaritaville?
Nope.
Jimmy Buffett is a white man who is very famous to white people.
Exactly.
If you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. If you've ever worn a Hawaiian shirt, you know who Jimmy Buffett is.
How old is he?
76, I want to say. I think he had been battling skin cancer.
Oh.
White people are very upset.
That he died?
Yes.
I mean, who you gonna get mad at? Jesus? I mean, everybody got to
It was a lot. You never seen this guy before? He was like beach core.
Like Beach Boys?
Kind of. Like,
I've never seen that man a day in my life.
Jimmy Buffett. He's just like a margarita. Everyone knows. Come on.
Margarita. What is Margarita?
Waste
is
that the song? Away again in Margaritaville. And all the restaurants, the Margaritaville restaurants.
It's the whitest thing you've ever said.
It's 5 o'clock podcast. Somewhere. No? Okay.
It's definitely the whitest thing.
If he was important to you, I'm sorry for his passing.
Yes.
If you don't know who it is, we'll keep it pushing.
R.I.P. Jimmy.
It's just like,
pour one out for the homies.
I don't know. You look at Jimmy Buffett and he passed away and you're like, man, he lived a good life. Older white man, left behind a lot of good stuff. He's the same age as half the people in freaking Congress.
Right. Very true. And I'm probably quite sure that he was more cognitively intact than they were. He looks
way better than half the people sitting behind that desk. So.
Well, speaking of old white men, what were you talking about, Bill Murray?
I don't know if
he was an amazing actor, by the way.
Yeah, but what? Does anyone remember that time that he was dating Khalees and everyone thought it was weird?
Was that real, though?
Well, they just broke up, so it has to be real.
Oh. What I mean, but what are you doing with a man like that?
What do you think they have in common? They're okay. What's smoking 72 weed, allegedly? And 44 is what?
You can't ask me that.
12, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 2, and 1.
You can literally ask Siri.
I'm going to figure this. I'm the worst at mental math.
You can't ask me math.
28. There's no way there's a 28 year age difference between them. He's 72. She's 44. Is that accurate?
If the computer's telling you that.
Wow. That is...
Look at Anna Nicole Smith. She was in her 20s and the guy was in his 90s.
Different.
Bill Murray got some money, I'm quite sure. And he looks like a lot of fun.
What do you think they talk about?
A lot of stuff.
Like?
Life. Culture. She's vegan. He looks vegan. I don't know.
My God. I did not realize they were 28 years. Oh, her body still looks awesome.
Khalees looks amazing. Yeah. She's like, you know, what's her name? Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole Murphy. That lady's probably 100 and she looks like she's like in her 30s. It's insane.
Wow. Well, okay. Yeah, they're no longer together. He looks pretty good for 76. He looks better than Mitch McConnell.
And Mitch McConnell is what?
How old is Mitch
McConnell? Probably 67. I bet you he's like in his 60s. No, he got to be in his 70s.
Glitch McConnell is the best thing to come out of. He's 81. Get this man.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Oh, my God. Retire. Retire.
No, they need to just impeach him. Can we call on the Congress to impeach this man? God damn. And this is what America had. This is all we have are a bunch of fucking ages.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
You're goddamn right. I'm an ageist, and I'm proud to be. God, dog it. That's disgusting. Anyway,
you know what's so funny is when you get an 80-year-old in the hospital, like that looks just like same thing as Mitch McConnell, and you ask them their date, they're like, I wake up, I make coffee for my wife, I go on a walk. Wow, that wipes me out. And then I take a break for the rest of the day.
I don't really walk that far. Because
that's what you should be doing when you're 80.
Exactly. I don't really walk that far. I just kind of just shuffle through the house a little bit.
Exactly. And I'm like, do you walk long distances? They're like, absolutely not.
I go to the grocery store and I get one of the little carts and sit down. Yeah. And this man is running the country.
Oh my God. Insane.
I tell you what else is insane. Paper straws. We got to talk about it. So remember at one point in time, people were talking about save the fucking fish and the manatees and blah,
unpopular
blah, blah, the
opinion. And like, I also don't recycle, so I really don't care, but I hate paper straws.
Okay. So do I, because you're eating them. Like, yeah, they fall apart. Like,
I don't want, I'd rather, I'm a no straw girl over paper straws.
It's the dumbest thing. So apparently, allegedly, there was a study that was done that actually has found, remember they were talking about these forever chemicals that are coming out that people are using in their products, mainly, I think, allegedly, Tropicana. It's either Tropicana or Minute Maid in their orange juice. They have these forever chemicals and they don't have to tell you about it.
If
or it's
you
not
live
a,
in the U.S., anything you put into your mouth or on your body chemical. Is a forever chemical.
I agree. And so that's alleged. But anyway, allegedly paper straws are actually, they actually contain those same forever chemicals. And the study basically just suggests that that they are low and pose a minimal risk for occasional use, but that, you know, those same little chemicals could you know, accumulate, that's the word I was looking for, over time. So don't use paper straws.
I'm looking at you, Starbucks. Make me use those damn paper straws now.
No, I still get the green ones. Are they made out of paper?
You still get the green ones?
Yeah.
I have paper straws in my Starbucks.
Maybe because mine is new and they had to get rid of them or something.
Maybe. I hate paper straws. I cut my straws, though, my plastic straws, because I know they get stuck in turtles.
I barely get straws for anything. So, and I have glass straws in my house.
Well, that's good of you.
And they're not expensive. So don't call me bougie in the comments because they're not expensive. Literally, you can get like a pack of like 8 straws for like $10 on Amazon.
When I lived in, like the last couple of years I lived in Austin, mm-hmm. was the height of the no paper or no plastic bags and no plastic straws. And it truly ruined my life.
Oh, why?
It's just such an inconvenient thing to do. I'll do it. I'm not trying to be a little bitch, but it's not preferable.
Thank God, yeah.
I do cut my straws, though. Paper straws just, they get all soggy. They're at the bottom. I'm like, ugh, it's disgusting. I hate it.
I do cut the little, like, you know how you buy like a 6-pack of soda, which I rarely do, but if I do buy like the Gatorades, they have the same little plastic little thing. I do cut those because I love turtles and I would hate for turtles to be dead because of me. So.
Do we know that for a fact that's like happening?
Oh yeah, there's TikToks. Go down a rabbit hole. I have absolutely gone.
I mean,
down
I feel like
hole.
There used to be like the Dawn dish soap commercials, and they're like the ducks and the oil and the.
But
fish
that's true. They do use the Dawn.
Or is that what they want you to think?
I think they do. Oh, speaking of anything, I forgot to talk about this when we were
subject change.
When you, as your grandpa would say, I'm changing the subject. so when you were asking me about, go back to my week and how my week was. So y'all know how I go and get my booty rubbed on every month by my massage therapist, right? He's amazing. I won't share him because I'm just not gonna share.
I don't even get to use
Even if he were to come out and be like, yes, I'm Monica, you can't prove it because you don't have any video or a picture.
He's an imposter.
Anyway, exactly. So anyway, I go to him and he's like, because I missed my appointments for the last 2 months because of just things keep popping up. So I go to him and he's like, oh, any troubled areas this week? And I was like, yes, my upper traps. And I'm like, my quadratus lumborum is like killing me, right? So for all you people who have taken anatomy before or therapists or healthcare clinicians out there, you know what a quadratus lumborum is. If you don't, just Google it real quick. So anyway, I'm pointing to my like SI and I'm telling him my quadratus lumborum and my SI joint, my sacroiliac joint is really bothering me. So I really need you to work on that. And it's more so hurting me on the right side. So as I'm laying on the table and I, you know, I have a 80-minute massage. So he's paying so much attention
minute.
To
me. That's specific.
Well, because it's supposed to be 90 minutes to give you 10 minutes, like 5 minutes to undress in the beginning and 5 minutes
okay.
to undress in the
I
end.
See.
So he's more so doing the left side. And I'm like, damn, he ain't getting my right side no love. So like, he's like doing my arms and my fingers. And I'm like, I'm not here for that, sir. Like, what the fuck? Did you not hear what I said? So I say to him, was there a knot at my quadratus lumborum? And he says, no, not necessarily a knot. It just seemed kind of tight. And I was like, okay, well, okay. He was like, well, we have about 15 minutes left. Is there any area? And I was like, yes, my quadratus lumborum, bitch. Like right here. So when I leave, he really doesn't do a whole lot to that side. And I'm like, why the fuck he want to get my right side no love? So when I get in my car, and I'm like, quadratus lumborum. That's, bitch, it was your glute med. My gluteus medius. I was like,
he's probably
why the
like,
fuck
I could have sworn this bitch was a physical therapist.
And I was like, does he not know where the fuck the quadratus lumborum is, or is it me? And come to find out, it was me. Because for some reason, I kept saying quadratus lumborum, but it was absolutely my glute med. Because he kept doing this, and I'm like, why are you all up on here? That's not the problem. It's down here. So all that to say, know your anatomy when you're going to your therapist, yeah. Okay?
All that to say, sometimes you don't really know shit.
Sometimes you don't remember anatomy. You remember it for the test, and that's it. I'm not an outpatient therapist. I've never claimed to be.
If you gave me an anatomy quiz right now, I would 100% fail.
Absolutely. I think most of us would fail.
I failed anatomy twice.
I failed it. No.
Y'all shouldn't have let me become a therapist, but you did.
I failed gross anatomy.
Yeah.
I didn't fail regular anatomy. Unless you
use it every day. You don't need it. You know what I need to know? If your arms can touch the back of your head and if you can fucking put a...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sock on.
Can you walk?
Yeah. I tell people therapy in the hospital is not real therapy.
It's not real. No, it is. It is.
Well, it's not what people think of when they think of therapy. They think of like tennis elbow, I broke something, my back hurts.
Oh, you're giving me a massage?
Right.
And I'm like, no, we're literally helping you like live again.
Yeah, I'm like, if you've been in a coma for 6 weeks, I can help you.
Yeah, true.
If you had your chest cracked, I can help you.
I mean, but there is also some stuff you do remember that you never forget. And I think for PTs, it's a lot different than y'all.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because we deal more with musculoskeletal than y'all do to a degree because we're gross motor. That's why.
I would say unless you're a hand therapist OT.
True.
You don't need maybe neuro. You don't need a ton of anatomy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for us, you do just because, again, gross motor. But it's the big muscles. Quadratus lumborum is not a big muscle. I mean, it's in the grand scheme of things. Yes, it can cause a lot of issues. But it was definitely
yours was really kicking up today.
Listen, definitely.
It got some love. It got some love.
I was just like, what the hell? That was like, why are you here? Go down. Like, never mind. I was going to say something else, but it's inappropriate. Anyway, speaking of finding out stuff, what were you telling me about? Some Connecticut man with money?
Y'all, I heard this story. It broke my heart because it's something that would happen to me.
Yeah.
And I would want someone sticking up for me if this happened.
Okay.
This man in Connecticut was at the bank. Robert Withington, 56-year-old man, just running some errands. He walked out into the big parking lot. He saw something on the ground, picked it up, because why not? I mean, I wouldn't, but I live in Texas, so it's probably a gun. Okay. Connecticut... Nothing really going on. Picked it up. It happened to be a bag full of, what you ask? Cash.
Taking it wrong.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know that I would have turned it in. I'm like, ooh, like look once, look twice. If there's no one in sight, it's mine. Finders keepers. Everyone knows that.
That's right.
He has been charged.
With theft? With robbing a bank?
They were like, motherfucker, you cannot steal.
Wait, was it in a bank bag though? It had to be in a bank bag.
Yeah, it had to be in like a bank bag. But he was just like, I looked around, I didn't see anybody there, and how am I supposed to know? But he was arrested.
How are you gonna arrest that man?
I'm also for $5,000.
Like, for whoever dropped it should be arrested because you were trying to steal from your bank allegedly.
Well, he said this is like a crock of baloney. I found money, and now it's gonna cost me money.
I would fight that because that's not fair.
Yeah, so I guess keep your hands to yourself. But they said, he unlawfully took property from someone else. So
it seems like there's more to the story. Maybe there was an unofficial fight or something. Like, hey, sir, that's ours bag. And he's like, no,
I would like to think that I'm a good enough person that I'd go into the bank and be like, hey, I found this absolutely bag not. Full of money. But in this economy,
no,
I don't know. I don't know.
Absolutely. Listen, I will help you look for your missing money.
And have them.
Drop $100 on the floor right now. I'm be like, oh my God, listen, it was right here. And the whole time,
you have it.
It's probably in my ass crack. and I'm moving on. Absolutely.
When
not.
We were in Vegas,
I will help you find it.
We were on the big Ferris wheel thing, I don't know what that's called.
A Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but there's one you can buy and it's an open bar for the whole time that you're.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so that's we were on there drinking, and one of the girls we were with found this guy had dropped like a wad, like $100 on the ground. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, hey, is this anybody's? And he was like, it's mine. And he gave us $20 for returning his $100.
Or you could have just kept the $100 and been $100
richer. I know, but the way my karma works, I don't
know. True. I would like to retract my statement.
Nope. She said what the fuck she said.
I would help you look for it and I would give it to you. But if I was there by myself, I'm taking your $100.
Also, if you have a stank ass attitude, I may be keeping
it. Absolutely. If I don't like you, I'm absolutely keeping it. It depends on how much it is and what you need it for. Oh my God, it's my rent money. I'm giving that back.
But I think you just have to do the obligatory, like, you look left, you look right.
Yeah.
You see if anyone's around. If not, it's yours.
I've definitely done
that. And that's on finders keepers.
I put my foot right over it and just be like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not.
Like, just because I found a bag full of money at a bank, I'm supposed to assume belongs to the bank. What am I, Hamburglar? Like,
it's not theft. I didn't hold you up. No, it's on the ground. And I don't have to give it back.
Well, you may be arrested.
I'm just saying. So that's like if you leave your phone. You left your phone in Mexico, right?
And I still think it was stolen. It probably was. To be determined.
Now, if you left it on the table and I just so happened to come and I'm like, wow, Jesus left me a phone here. I got to take it. True. Now, it's up to me to turn it back in to you or to try to find you. But I don't have to. I would hope that someone would if the shoe were on the other foot.
Well, here's my question. If I found a lottery ticket on the ground,
I'm not turning it back in.
And it happens to be a winner. You're telling me that I have to turn that back in? Fuck you.
I don't. And who's to say that it's actually yours? Now, if you can prove it to me that you actually purchased this with your own money and I see the video camera and the time stamp, I'm still not going to give it
to you. Now, I think there was video surveillance of this. But again, he didn't know. He just found a bag of money on the ground in a parking lot.
Free that man until it's backwards.
Free that man. I can't say that I wouldn't have taken it.
I absolutely would have taken it. And I think I would have had every right to take it.
We're coming off a pandemic.
Absolutely. Listen, and I'm telling you who else is taking it because they are sick of their shit. The American Airlines and United... I was going to say United Healthcare. It's not.
No.
United Airlines.
Y'all, this is not a good time to fly.
Flight attendants. So specifically in Dallas, Texas, or DFW Airport.
Going through the big D and don't mean Dallas.
I don't think that airport is really that big.
The DFW Airport?
It's not. In comparison to Hartsfield-Jackson, which is Atlanta's airport.
Fuck that airport.
I love that airport.
Absolutely not.
Really?
They lost my luggage.
I just like them because they have a P.F. Chang's in there now.
Oh, that's fun. I'll do anything for a P.F. Chang's. That airport is too big.
It is. And it's run by black people.
You can't give them anything nice. Yeah, no. I'm just saying. Here's my thing. I love black people.
But I do too, but goddamn.
It's the attitude. I didn't give you this job and I didn't make you show up today. So why the fuck are you taking it out of every time I'm in that airport? I'm like, I swear I didn't. I don't sign your checks. You don't have to be a bitch to me.
Atlanta is the blackest airport.
You're going to lose my luggage on top of treating me like shit just for showing up here. I didn't even want to be here. This is a layover. I'm laid over here. I have no choice but to stay.
The professionalism there, like there nobody gives a shit. They're just like, move up the line. You about to go to lunch. Go over there. I'm over on lunch. I feel like Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is the Walmart of all airports.
Oh, that's
But I love going there.
I'm coming from San Antonio, which like San Antonio is this little slice of airport heaven.
Yeah.
It's so small and everyone's just so kind. It's like a little, you know, they're just there happy to have a job. I can't even tell you.
Atlanta, I love that airport though. You get in the little the concourse and or the little SkyTrain, whatever the stupid thing is.
Tram or whatever.
I love the Atlanta airport. I don't have any issues with Atlanta.
I just don't appreciate being treated like shit when it's not and I know it's not me. I know they're just like over their fucking job. And I'm just like, God damn, where's the Chick-fil-A, you know, attitude?
I don't know. Look at the billboard, bitch. Oh, you work here. You're saying that to me?
Yeah,
they
truly.
Don't care.
Yeah,
they legit do not care. But anyway, United Airlines as well as American Airlines, because as we all know, American did buy or acquire United. Anyway, American Airlines, they're basically on strike. Their flight attendants for better pay, and I appreciate that, and I love that for them.
I feel like we've been hearing this for like truly a year.
Well, I'll tell you what's. I think for them, the smarter decision was absolutely to do it around this time because we're getting ready to enter into the holidays.
I know.
And if you don't get your shit together, United and American, y'all ain't gonna be going nowhere. Me too, I got to travel. Ugh, I don't know about that.
I know.
Give the people these money. Give the people the money.
This because weren't we just talking about how they wanted to make like $90 an hour airline? Yeah.
As they should.
Are they stewardess flight attendants?
I think they're called flight attendants. They're flight attendants.
What do we think the safest airline to fly right now is?
Delta.
Delta.
I'm a Delta girl. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
but you know where Delta runs through? Atlanta. You know where I get my shit fucking lost and where people are mean to me? Atlanta Airport.
I don't have any issues in Atlanta. Specifically fine,
Delta. I'm not black enough to have a good time in the Atlanta Airport.
You are. You just got to get used to the fact that they don't give a shit. So don't go there with high expectations.
When I tell you, so like Megan has been flying to Dallas to San Antonio a lot. And she's yeah. like, they remembered me at the airport. They remember that bitch. When she gets to San Antonio, they're like, oh, you're back. So sweet. The San Antonio airport is one of the best airports you can visit.
It literally has two like windows.
Yes. You can't get lost.
To B, A, or B. And it's like, what do they have? Like 50 gates?
It's great.
It's not even 50 gates.
You walk in and you can already see your gate. That's all. It's so nice.
Right off security is a Dunkin' Donuts.
Every time I go, I'll be like at 5 a.m. trying to go through security and they're like, hey ma'am, how's your morning going?
You can get there 20 minutes before your flight is gonna, and you're gonna always make it.
Smooth sailing. Yeah. Smooth sailing.
Except for Thanksgiving. Then you're screwed.
Yeah. But so that's what I'm coming from. And then, you know, to go into anything else.
I'm just gonna say they better get their shit together because what's getting ready to happen is we're going into holiday times and y'all gonna have a lot of people. I can tell you what's about to be booming. Enterprise, Hertz, Dollar Rent-A-Car, because people need to fly.
But gas is so expensive.
It is, but in the risk of being stuck in an airport overnight. I don't know if you've ever been stuck in an airport, but I definitely you have overseas too. That was horrible.
not even in this country.
No, I was only just 24 hours delayed and more than 24 hours delayed. And my best friend lived in the city, Atlanta.
Airport.
I actually got delayed from Fort Lauderdale. Because it was storming, and so I missed my connection flight in Atlanta.
I see.
So they flew us to Atlanta, and I was just stuck, and my luggage was already back in North Carolina.
There's nothing like the airport when you're having a bad time starts feeling like a bus station.
Yes, it does.
And you're just like, this shit's ghetto, and I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, it's annoying because then all the food places close, and you're just like,
yeah.
So what the fuck am I supposed to eat?
I just have to sit here in this nap, and then like. The longer I'm in an airport, the dirtier it feels, the more I start thinking about it. And I'm like, this place is disgusting.
And you see people laying on the floor, on the carpet. And
y'all need
like,
to stop laying on the floor at the airport. Stop taking your fucking shoes off in the airport.
It's disgusting.
That's disgusting. That'll gross me out.
I'll tell you what else is disgusting. The state of Texas right now.
True.
The legislation. So I don't know if y'all know, for those who do live in Texas and for those who do not live here in Texas, Texas is actually, their legislation has actually passed about 800 different laws within the past couple of weeks that actually took effect September 1. And one of them more notably, specifically, is the fact that you used to not have to identify yourself when you got pulled over by the police. It was not against the law to not show your ID, but now it is now considered a class 1 misdemeanor. So effective September the 1st, if you are in the state of Texas, and this applies to the entire state, if you get pulled over, you must show your ID and your registration, your insurance, and all that kind of stuff. If not, you will be charged with a misdemeanor. There was also a few other laws that were being changed with regard to trans children. And blocking them, allegedly, I'll just say that for the protection because I don't have the whole thing in front of me, but blocking trans children from like hormone replacement therapy and things of that nature and undergoing surgical procedures.
If you have a
banning
drag,
critical race theory.
If you have a drag show in front of a child, it's now a criminal offense.
True, very true.
But I'm like, so if you're a parent and you take your child to drag brunch, then who gets sued? Who gets arrested?
I don't think...
The parent or the establishment?
You're going to go eat. And that just happens to be the entertainment.
But also, like, I purposely chose to take my child to that.
Exactly. So when do my parental rights come into play?
Who gets blamed for that?
I have never... Okay, here's the thing that I really want people to realize in this country. And I feel like we keep saying this. So many people have said this. I have never seen in my lifetime a drag queen shoot up anything. Never seen it.
Like... with a gun.
Like with a gun.
Not like needles.
No.
Okay, I was gonna say.
No. I've never seen a drag queen mass shooter.
I also haven't seen it.
So I'm not sure what do you think, like, drag queens are like molesting these children? What are you really saying here? Like, it's insane. People are okay. Anyway, there's a lot of
there was a
rule
lot
changes.
Of shit that
there's
got
a
passed.
Lot. It's specifically to your children in these schools, specifically about African American history being taught and things of that nature. The teachers, they have all these stipulations and rules that they can't teach about this, and they can't use all these unauthorized books that they're doing. That's about American history. And you can't get mad at your raggedy ass history. Your history just raggedy as fuck. I mean, change it. Shit. Anyway.
They did change it to where you can charge someone with murder if they sold fentanyl illegally to someone and killed them.
Okay.
We'll take that. Yeah. In the 745.
Sure.
Legislative change. That's just a lot of shit to kind of pass through.
800? Like, why?
How am
time?
I supposed to personally know that 800 new changes to the laws?
I gotta get out of the state.
Also, I don't know. I you do. Yeah. State. Don't. I'm unfortunately, I'm homegrown.
You're stuck. Exactly.
I'm stuck like Chuck, but
yeah, no,
if one of us has gotta get out,
it's gotta be me.
Oh, they did pass the Crown Act. That's nice.
Wow. Which I already thought that was on a federal level. Thanks for passing something.
I think they passed something to the Death Star Act, which is basically like no matter what, like they can override city ordinances, like, you know, giving people breaks on construction sites.
What was this, something about the social media of minors or something like that? Didn't they put something in place for social media with minors?
You have to get consent before you can have a social media platform as a minor.
Who do you have to get consent from?
Your parents, your legal guardians.
So, like, you have to sign a paper, which or just I verbal consent?
That's already what it was. Don't you have to be like, I swear that I'm either 18 or I have permission?
Yeah, but kids lie all the time.
I know. I don't know.
I mean, I definitely would if I was a kid. Anyway, yeah, that's so weird. That's weird. Well, other laws that have been, we talked about this last week about the conspiracy of Maui and how, Maui. As you all know, Maui, Hawaii is a part of the United States. I keep seeing comments on social media that are just like, y'all, the United States is giving all this money to all these countries, Ukraine and Hawaii. Hawaii is a state, is y'all. 100%. Like,
did you see the Hailey Bieber's brand road? Someone messaged and was like, hey, when are you guys gonna have shipping? It was either to Alaska or Hawaii, I don't remember. And they're like, we're working on international shipping. Da, 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 da. And someone was like, international shit's fucking to Hawaii? Part of that's part of the 50, ma'am.
Yo, Hawaii is a state. Okay? It's a part of the United States. Okay?
We took that land from them.
Not
and
we.
Claimed it as ours.
Not we. The colonizers took that land, okay?
And said so this is part of the 50.
They sure did. Now, here's the thing that I have an issue with, and I think a lot of people have been seeing this on social media. So recently I saw this video of Oprah and The Rock. They were standing like...
it's a pair that I guess makes sense, but when you see them together, I'm always like, huh.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Hunger Games when they were shooting propos.
Okay, and like that little drones flying. They're like on the battlefield.
And the girl with the shaved head was like, get it right here. I want you to stand right
come on, Kit. Katniss, really sell it to me. And Katniss is like crying. Her whole family's dead.
It's like fucking Katniss and Peeta. So... They were sitting
but it's
like,
Oprah.
It was Oprah and The Rock. So she's like, we want you guys to do it. And blah, blah, blah. And The Rock is just sitting there like.
You have more money than all of us together.
You're a billionaire, Oprah. And she's like, when you donate, you'll get this little bracelet or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, Oprah, you're a billionaire.
Oprah, half these people have never even been to Hawaii. They can't afford to get there.
But you're asking regular citizens. Loans are about to go into effect October 1.
Bitch, you got me fucked. If you could tell me that I could have my loans deferred for another 6 months, I sure as fuck would donate.
You're crazy to sit here and ask people to donate. Okay, you're not crazy
for famous friends.
You're not crazy for asking us to donate. What I'm saying is, Oprah, what you should have said is that, hey, I've already donated $20 million to the citizens of Hawaii. I'm asking y'all to match me in your contribution. We'd have been like, oh my God, Oprah gave $20 million. I'll give a dollar or
something.
Here's
the thing. I don't even want to hear from Oprah. I want some college kids. I want you to just post a video of some college kids that were like, hey, we only have 20 bucks and some ramen, but I donated 15 of it to help these people in math. I would feel more inclined to donate to that.
Every celebrity who owns a home in Maui
should donate.
Y'all should have did a We Are the World, We Are the Children, We Are the One to Make a Better Place, like hand in hand video.
Have you rewatched that video lately?
No.
Someone reposted it and they only showed the clips of Michael side eyeing everyone.
Because everybody else couldn't sing.
Everyone else couldn't fucking sing.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a great singer either, but I mean, there's a lot of people who could sing Michael Jackson under the table. But anyway.
The side eye was just
it's hilarious.
Immaculate, sorry.
But I'm just like, again, every person, every millionaire, billionaire who owns property in Maui, if you own land, you all should have did a video together that said, hey, we collectively have raised $100 million. We are asking every citizen of the United States of America, if you can, please donate. Like, a billion. Why was Oprah on there? You should have used somebody else. Okay. Where's the St. Jude lady? I'm just saying.
We need, like, some Sarah McLachlan type
shit. And then you're going to, just because The Rock is from Hawaii, yeah, he's a multimillionaire.
Well, I hope to God he would donate.
He, okay. And never mind. I'm not even going to go there. We're going to leave it alone. All right. Anyway, I'll tell you what else is amazing. On a more positive note. So you know how last week we were talking about women's sports and just Sha'Carri Richardson who won 100.
We love women's sports.
We love women's sports, right?
So I wish I had played women's sports.
I did. Yeah, I did track and field. I played football. I did. That does count. That's a sport.
Okay, well, yeah.
Absolutely. You're
women,
an athlete.
We're women athletes.
That's right. So this past week, was it the University of Nebraska?
Yes, it was.
Okay, the University of Nebraska, their volleyball team actually broke a record and I think started something that should be continued and revered throughout women's sports. So they actually hosted one of their games. I can't remember who their opponent was. It doesn't matter. Anyway, their volleyball games in the stadium of the university that holds 90,000 people, and they legit played their volleyball game in front of 90,000 people.
Y'all couldn't, the people up top couldn't even see the game, and they were still there.
Seriously.
And I loved it.
Because what that does is it shows that people actually enjoy women's sports. And I wish even like professional women's sport teams, especially like, for example, the WNBA that's going on right now, that's going into the playoffs right now. I wish that they had that same level of support so that they could have equal pay to the men.
Yeah.
But it shows that women can get crowds out
that
there.
That people will show out in numbers.
Absolutely.
To watch women play.
I love that. And then also too, this week, Coco Gauff, who is actually competing right now in the US Open, and she is dominating, and I love her for that. This week in the news, she actually had, I don't say a little controversy. People made it out to be controversy. I think she was just speaking up for herself. Apparently she was playing this one player who, I don't know who her name is, it doesn't matter, she lost. Anywho, so the young lady, unfortunately, was taken like forever, according to Coco, and then also to the umpire, whatever the person's name. To me, I personally feel like they were cheating, because I was like, yeah. you're not giving all these time violations and you're allowing this lady to
make
do all this
match.
Shit. Exactly. She was sitting down at one point and Coco was eating her little fruit platter. She's like, she's sitting down. And the lady was like, okay. And she's like, yeah, but it's the rule. She's not supposed to be sitting down. And then she had to literally go to her and tell her, you know, listen, I don't care what this girl does on her serve, but when I'm serving, she needs to be ready. Like, this whole match is taking forever. And like, you're trying to wear me down and it's not right. And it was very reminiscent of like Serena Williams when she was playing Naomi Osaka, but the umpire herself was basically like, it wasn't about Naomi, it was about the umpire or whoever the person is that's at the line calling the faults and all that shit. And you know, Serena was talking about how, you know, I'm fighting for myself and I may not win that battle today, but hopefully other women coming behind me will find the courage to fight for themselves. And it was literally almost like, you know, just a full circle moment for Coco to be able to voice her opinion. And she's so young, too.
No, oh, okay. It's me. I had a day. And I didn't take my medicine.
Surprising.
I just like to spice it up sometimes and
I agree.
Think if I can actually concentrate.
I
can.
Love that for you.
News twist, plot, news.
It's fine.
News flash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep.
I would like to know the rules of tennis because I still don't fucking understand that game. So.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Is it?
You just hit the ball back and forth.
Yeah, but like if it hits a certain spot and then the taking too long and the serving, and there's a lot of rules.
True. Very true. But it's not that complicated.
But Coco Gauff has a cool name and she's black, so I already like her.
Venus is doing really good too. I kind of hope her and Venus go at it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Would like to see that.
Really, because to me, Coco, she reminds me a lot of Venus. Like the way she plays, how graceful she plays. She definitely reminds me a lot of Venus. Okay,
clearly. I'm sorry. I hit my stride.
It's fine. Now, clearly, she don't want to talk about black women in sports. Fucking piece of shit. Anyway, anything that you're watching this week so we can get out of here?
No. All I wanted to say is that there are like 80,000 people at the Burning Man Festival right now who are stranded. They can't get out because of the rain, which is insane. And it's raining so bad. They're in the middle of. Do you know what Burning Man is?
No.
Burning Man is like Coachella for misfits. it's like everyone does this like steampunk Mad Max. They dress super cool, and then they burn this huge like it's this huge burning of the man, Burning mm-hmm. Man. I don't know. It's like a music festival. Yeah. But it's really cool, and art installations and shit. It's been raining crazy there. It's like in the desert mm-hmm. in Utah, Nevada. That kind of situation. Yeah. These people are literally stuck. So you only go for like a weekend, but they've told everyone the rain is so bad. Not only are they stuck, it's this kind of mud that will like eat your entire car.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, what do they call it? When you step in it?
And quicksand.
Quicksand. It's like quicksand, okay? But also, no one's supposed to walk around barefoot there because there's something that when water hits this dirt and reacts, it's like gives you this virus. It's like flesh-eating weird bacteria.
Wow, let me buy a ticket. White people, exactly.
So they're telling everyone to shelter in place. Everyone only has food for a couple days. The porta potties can't be serviced because no one can get.
So this is Fry Festival Part 2.
Yes, no one can get in or out. They don't know when they'll be able to get out because everything has to dry up and it keeps raining.
Y'all gonna learn to stop going to these dumbass festivals.
That's what I'm saying. It's just getting
Fry Festival should have been the end of all festivals except for Coachella. And I don't know if Coachella.
So prayers to everyone at Burning Man. And I know it seems like everyone's at a festival. That shit's scary.
If they're still there right now.
Yeah, if I was stuck in the desert.
Nah.
And they're telling me I cannot get in or out. They're showing videos of people who have tried to drive out and their cars are in like 4 feet of mud. You can't get out.
Nah, I'm good. I wouldn't drive in there. I wouldn't go to it. That's why I don't go to festivals.
Yeah.
What's the point?
You're making it less and less.
That is stupid. I'm
likely.
Stop going to Fry Festival. That's just nothing but Fry. I bet you if you just like pull all the walls down, it's the guy from Fry Festival.
Probably Billy McFarland. No. I don't know. I watched was the Swamp Kings documentary about Urban Meyer.
I want to see that.
It is really good. Urban Meyer, I still think is trash. That team is so interesting because like 40 of the players from that team either were arrested that season or got arrested after.
From University of Florida. The Gators. Shouts out to Dr. Dandridge. She's a Gator.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So it is really interesting just to see.
She didn't go to jail.
That's good. They won the 2 championships in 3 years, which is super cool in the way he ran the team. I just think he's personally tried. They didn't bring up Aaron Hernandez, which I thought was, you know.
Because by that time, he's a New England Patriot.
But I'm just like, no one's going to talk about him.
Nah.
Tim Tebow talked about him a little bit, but I was like, he was a big part
Tim
of it.
Tim Tebow.
Okay. And of course, Tim Tebow. I know people. Did we lose it?
No, not yet. Uh-huh. We're good.
I know Tim Tebow is like Christian of the year, and like people love Tim Tebow. Every time he talks, he sounds like a youth pastor, and I cannot get past it.
Well, clearly the NFL couldn't either. Because they were like, you, Jesus, nope.
He's got that boy. And you're just like, okay, like, and nothing he says is bad or controversial. And he's,
Thank you, Daddy God. We appreciate you. Yeah,
but so it is really good. If you like college football and you're interested, I would watch a Swamp King documentary.
Cool beans. Well, real quick, I started watching Black Mirror, the sixth season. I just couldn't get into it just yet. So I started watching and I'm like 30 minutes in. I still don't know what happens. I'm going to have to rewatch it again. That's on Netflix. Also too, I watched this documentary called, Living to 100, and it's basically,
is that the Blue Zone documentary?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard.
Yes. And they're talking about how in these particular areas, how people are living to 100, they're not walking with any assistive devices. And they're just doing amazingly well. And then like in, what was it? Hiroshima, Japan, they were talking about how these people who are alive, they revere that. It's almost kind of like a don't forget 9/11 kind of situation. Yeah. And so, but they were eating like these potatoes and stuff, like these
that
red
shit
potatoes.
Is so interesting to me.
It is. But I think too, when you do documentaries like this and you're talking about how people are living to 100, they're also not living in America.
Well, okay. there's a Blue Zone in California.
There is, but you have to look at for the most part, these people are living in places where the hustle and bustle of corporate America and jobs and tax, like all of this stuff
is not a thing. Like
exactly, they don't have as much stress. And you keep talking about what is the key to living to 100? It's not having stress and not living in the United States where capitalism is alive and well. I'm like, if I lived in freaking Japan, I don't think I would be stressed either.
I think there's one in Greece, and I'm like, oh yeah, this would be a life. They have. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Like, I mean, but
the concept of Blue Zones is so interesting because it's like, oh, you're telling me that there are these places where people just live longer based on diet, activity, lifestyle. Like, that's so crazy because
they don't have TVs.
Why couldn't you just, ideally, you would just be able to implement that anywhere, but you can't.
It's capitalism.
It's capitalism.
Because this is why you are a product of your environment. These people don't have TVs, they don't have internet, social media mm-hmm. like that. They're playing with their grandkids, their children, yeah. they're gardening. These 100-year-olds are outside gardening. You don't have to worry about skin cancer. They all got vitamin D, great vitamin D levels.
Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Okay, we gotta get out of Texas first. You gotta get out of Texas. You've never yeah. lived anywhere else.
I have Texas. Not. Texas is, it's got my heart. Texas, yeehaw.
No. No. I'm over it. I've been here 7 years. I'm over it.
Okay, yeah. You gave it a good old college try.
I definitely did. I learned a lot. I still use GPS to go around because I don't go nowhere here. But I mean,
Texas is, it's, you know, different strokes for different folks.
True. It's a little too Republican here for me.
It
especially
is.
Coming from South Florida. Like, South Florida is not Republican. It's Democrat.
Yeah.
Only the middle part of, like, above Disney World is...
This Texas is very like will be kind of leaning a little left and open to your face, but if any shit pops off, even like a fucking degree, we're reverting right back to our guns and our rats, and you're not gonna.
I just feel like y'all are always there.
It's gotten
because
I will say it got better, and then with COVID and shit, it got worse.
I just feel like my patients are just like, so who'd you vote for in the last election? Mr. Johnson, we're not here. Oh, yeah.
The amount. So I literally today told someone, I asked a patient what they wanted to watch, and they said Fox News. And I told the PT that was with me. I said, man, you think I would have memorized what channel Fox is by now on this TV? Because so many fucking people asked me to put it on, but I just still haven't memorized it.
I just mute it.
They're all watching Fox News.
They
are.
They really do. Or MSNBC. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be an amazing week for those who had Labor Day off. Unfortunately, for student loans, I hate to end on a horrible note, but student loans have now, the interest has restarted, and you got less than a month
to apply for your forgiveness.
Yeah, if you can. Well, you can't do the, you can do the public student loan forgiveness, like for the, if you're working public service, but the little $20,000, that's over. Joe trying to do something, but who knows? COVID numbers are going back up, so who knows? Hopefully it'll be enough for us to get through Christmas.
Yeah, what if we can just restart the COVID shit?
I agree.
Yeah, the other day I called to pay a bill, and they were like, if you've been affected by COVID, and I was like, how can I spin this to be affected by COVID?
We worked in the pandemic. Like, what the hell?
You worked in any kind of service industry in the last 2 years, your slate should be fucking wiped clean.
I can show you videos, pictures, articles, everything. I was there.
I can like, get a fucking MRI before, of my back. I'll show you what I've been doing.
Thank you. Before there was a vaccine. Damn it. Anyway, neither here nor there. I'm not going to get
anyway,
my
blood pressure it's going to be a great week. We're very excited. And absolutely. Thanks for listening.
All right, we'll see y'all next week. Y'all same time, same place. Anyway,
yep, same time, same place.
Y'all remember to spread love,
spread light,
and don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.